producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Boy, we got a lot going on. Man, got the fast food worker strike. We got, yeah, that's about it. Sorry, that's all I got for you. No. Apparently there's a group of antibiotics. This isn't the first time we've talked about this, but a group of antibiotics has hit the news again by a study finding that it can more than double the risk of sudden heart deaths. And one of the medications I am sure many of you have taken multiple times. So we need to talk about that because I know it's a pretty scary story and we just need to kind of walk through it. News on a daily PrEP pill to prevent HIV. We're going to talk to you about that. It's been something I've already talked about on the show, but I want to reinforce it. 5 cups of black tea a day can cut the risk of stroke and diabetes. I don't even want to drink 1 cup of black tea a year. Maybe we need to change what we're drinking. Too few U.S. Hispanics have cholesterol under control. We'll talk about that. A lot of cultural differences between people that have been in America, Caucasian, WASP, and Hispanics. And I'm finding that I could get a lot of my Caucasian patients to come in, take their medicine, and convince them to take them a medicine for life, you know, and then I have a lot of Hispanic patients, like, I'm supposed to take this for life. Why don't I just take it? And it cures me. And, you know, do we need to figure out better treatments such that you don't have to commit a person to taking a medication for decades upon decades or decades? You know, I've always had low cholesterol, but there's going to be a time when my cholesterol is going to go high. It just runs in the family and I eat like crap. Well, I don't know much. I don't mean to eat like crap. Like right now I have for breakfast, I have an arroz con pollo with that little bit of cheese. Can you guys see it? Oh my gosh, it looks so yummy. I know this is my arroz con pollo, but there's like some cheese on it and that is going to mess up my cholesterol. Oh my God, I could just eat. All right, I gotta put that down there. All right, so yeah, you know, I mean, maybe this idea of, you know, and again, it's a cultural difference in your Hispanic culture. You know, you don't take something for the rest of your life unless you really really need it. You usually take something to cure you. You know, and they usually say, tomé la medicina, and I took it. I'm supposed to still be on it. So we need to realize that with different ethnic differences, some people may not be treating themselves to the maximum, to its maximum benefit. However, I think I'm sick and tired of telling a person, you're going to be on this medicine for life. I'd rather kind of come up with the, I don't know, okay, let's try this and let's see if we could cure you. So yeah, we just need to talk about that because I definitely have an opinion on that. If you are normal weight, but you have belly fat, it is more deadly than just being all over obese. Can you believe that? So a lot of you skinny minis that got, you know, a little tub or a pooch, that's more dangerous than if you were overall a little bit overweight. We'll talk about that study. And then many of you guys are asking me about what the hell is going on with blood pressure. Okay? About a few months ago, there was a study saying, wait a second, don't be lowering the blood pressure too much. There's too many risks. You could keep blood pressure higher. And we were like, wait, what? You've been telling us to keep the blood pressure low because it's been healthy for years. Now you're telling us to back off. And boy, did you guys listen to that study. You guys don't listen to anything else I talk about. But the one time I say you could back off on medication or going to the doctor and having such strict, stringent guidelines that you listen to. So I'm having people say, yay, sorry, Dahlia, I didn't take the medicine because of that study. Well, now there's a study saying, lower blood pressure target. If you lower that blood pressure target, it will save lives. And we are talking lowering your heart troubles by 25%, death risk 27%. So you guys get your butts back to the doctor. Get your butts back on that blood pressure. And I don't want to hear it. Don't be giving me any more lip. This medicine, it's still the same. We are talking about the same things we talked about in the 1930s and the 1940s and the 1950s. It's just, yeah, we got some fancier tests and maybe we got some extra medication and I don't know. But it's still the same thing. Can't be running around with high blood pressure. You can't be running around with high cholesterol. You can't be running around with diabetes. And I know there's some studies going, wait. Actually, maybe having diabetes isn't all that bad. Forget all that. Go back to old school. Old school has never done us wrong, has it? When it's come to medicine and stuff, eat right, get some sunshine, although watch out for skin cancer, get some exercise. Look at these old videos from the 1940s telling you how to stay in shape. Okay? I mean, people figured it out. You know, we humans have been around for thousands of years. Okay? Just because we're in the year 2015, doesn't mean this is the only time we know how to do things. Could there have been some things we've been doing wrong? Yes. Drinking a Coca-Cola might not be the healthiest thing. All right? Always Coca-Cola. Maybe we shouldn't be doing Coca-Cola always. But that was a commercial. Okay? Don't let commercials confuse you with dogma or health recommendations. Okay? Those are commercials. What about the old 1980s, McDonald's? Big Mac, filet of fish, quarter pounder, french fries, icy coke, milkshakes, sundaes, and apple pies. I'm still dancing to that. Okay. Yeah, of course I remember that commercial. That was pretty cool. Cause don't you need a break today? That I didn't get. I was a kid. I was always on break. Okay? But I really understood that little jingle. With that Big Mac filet of fish. Although, honestly, filet of fish, I don't really know how that's still on the menu. Who likes a fish sandwich? First of all, I can barely get through fish if I'm at a fancy restaurant. Let alone a fish sandwich, really. But anyway, guys, get a clue. All right, don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Ticked. First of all, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Not the first time I ticked off a listener. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Tom working the dials. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Okay, I guess this controversy over the Starbucks cup is just really driving me crazy, okay? I mean, part of me thinks this is a ploy from Starbucks just to be on the news. I guess their cup is red, and then the girl on it, which is, I think, supposed to be some Nordic princess siren thing. I don't know what the heck she's supposed to be. By the way, topless. Okay, nobody's talking about the topless Starbucks girl, all right? But I guess people are complaining that the cup is just red, and then there's the green Starbucks, I guess, woman on it. And I guess this is supposed to be one of the new Christmas designs. and it doesn't say Christmas. And so yesterday I was saying, okay, you know, look, you know, people are blaming, you know, Jewish people for this. You know, that we're taking away Christmas. And as a Jew, man, I love the holidays and I love Christmas. I just decorated our Christmas tree at the Opportunity Village Magical Forest yesterday. Okay, I love this stuff. So it's not me. Okay, so don't be going through all this to please me. You want to put Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays or have a nativity scene or have, you know, I mean, and enjoy the birth of Christ. I mean, that's what Christmas is. Christmas is the birth of Christ. So that's not for us to any person or religious group to try to change. You can't change history. You can't change, why should you? That's what they're celebrating. Yes, it's commercialized now. We got snowflakes and we got menorahs and we got, snowmen and Santa and it's a fun holiday for all. Even Hanukkah. I mean, Hanukkah is not the Jews' biggest holiday. Okay. It's not. Okay. The big holiday that we're supposed to be celebrating where we're all partying and exciting is Purim. And that's in the spring, of course, to commemorate being embattled and persecuted and then being able to gain freedom. And so that's the big day we're supposed to be giving presents and having parties and all that. But it just so happens that because Christmas is so big, we make Hanukkah bigger than it is. I mean, Hanukkah was a very sad story. Again, another story of persecution and being killed and being forced to, worship gods that we didn't believe in. So we either fear death from the Lord or death from who were enslaving us. And so it was a very difficult time. And yeah, we got through it and the Maccabees won a battle and then we celebrate Hanukkah. But that, you know, winter time has changed considerably. You know, I mean, Christmas is a very solemn holiday and I have no problem. In fact, I love all the trees and colors, et cetera. Okay, well, one of my, listeners is really taking the Starbucks cup thing to heart. I think it's ridiculous. Go ahead and please make it a little bit more festive, but it's only a cup, you know? I mean, do we really need to be spending all this time on it? Well, so my listener, Chris, writes, of course it's because of Jewish people. They don't want to see the word Christmas and want, quote, holiday use. Starbucks is catering to their Jewish consumers. In school, my kids need to sing holiday songs and have every other one a Jewish song. Look at what's going on around you. Okay, can I also say this as a Jew? I really like the Christmas songs and the Christmas carols. And when you guys force the kids to every other song, sing something about dreidels, or Maccabees or whatever. Many of us are sitting there going, I really want to hear Frosty the Snowman. Please bring Frosty the Snowman back, okay? So again, I can't speak for all of us, but please, please, I love Christmas songs and Christmas carols, please. So, you know, Chris, I understand you're ticked, but no, I don't think it's just because of the Jews. I think there's a lot of people there that don't celebrate Christmas, so they are appealing to everybody. And I mean, honestly, growing up, you know, we just got used to it. I mean, yeah, maybe we don't wish other Jewish people a Merry Christmas. We wish other Jewish people a Happy Hanukkah when we don't know who we're speaking to. We'll just go Happy Holidays. But I wish people a Merry Christmas all the time. Right? If that's what they're celebrating, absolutely. Kwanzaa, whatever you're celebrating, I'm going to wish you that. Okay? So, I personally like holidays. I want to bring it all back. And, actually, we have a caller that, she left a message on the answer line. Let's hear what she has to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I was laying here with my eyes closed listening to you talking about the holidays and everything. Who doesn't,
maybe she doesn't
like
have
the
an opinion.
Candle lighting of Hanukkah? And I've gonged the gong at the Buddha temple when I was 11 and a half years old in Iwakuni, Japan, 40 miles of Hiroshima, where he bombed 60 years ago. I'm 71. I've been to the Russian Orthodox Church up in Kodiak, Alaska. I mean, and the Catholic Church, I'm a convert. My soulmate, my third husband, was a Presbyterian chaplain who even wrote a book and said, Presbyterians are about money, different Protestant churches, baptisms are about, each church has its beauty and its glory. And no matter what you believe in, even if it's the black hole, everything has its awe and amazement. And let's face it, being kind and understanding to everybody like you are, Dr. Dahlia, is my joy in life. And thank you for being on the radio. You're really better than TV because our imagination can go anywhere with you. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all the above.
Oh, that is so sweet. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you don't want to see me on TV. I was on TV last night after I was decorating the tree that Opportunity Village Fox 5 wanted to do a story. And I had, like, glitter all over my face. My hair was all windblown. Trust me, you do not want to see what I look like on TV. Thank God. Man, you didn't see that. Can I just say this? I understand everybody is now trying to be politically correct, and everybody's trying not to insult anybody and trying to be uniform. It's not going to work, okay? I don't want anybody insulted, all right? But the way people are, even animals, just in the animal kingdom, people and animals want to septate. They want to group up. They want to find similarities, okay? You're not going to make us a communist country because too many of us are going to want to fight it. You can't make us where we all, I don't know, and maybe communism isn't the right word, but, you know, where we're all, you know, that image of all of us in gray suits and all of us walking in straight lines and all of us just, I don't know, you know, believing the same thing and agreeing with each other. That's not what humans are. Okay, and we have a debate. We have another Republican debate, even though I think, you know, we should be done with these primary debates soon. Okay, I think we all got the point. We know what everybody stands for. Let's move forward. But, you know, people like that stuff. They want to hear differences. People want to choose a side. People want to have similarities with others and things in common. And that's what ethnicities do. That's what religions do. I mean, we're losing a lot of ethnicities by now having mixed race. So many of us are so mixed race. And they, like me, I got German, Polish, Russian, Israeli, and Austrian. And I don't know, I think there's a little, we have Puerto Rican in the family, but it's not in our bloodline. And, you know, as we go generation to generation to generation, we are going to assume more bloodlines from other ethnicities, which is exciting and it's great. And I wish I had some, you know, Latina bloodline because then I think I would be a lot more sexy. I would just really, really love that. So unfortunately, I can only say by marriage, we got some Latina in me. Something I always wish I had. But, you know, we're not going to have these fifth generation Germans or these 20th generation Mexicans anymore later. And I don't know if that's a good thing. I just love having the culture and the ethnicity and the richness of that. It's a beautiful thing. And I don't mind being a mutt. I like being a mutt. I think it's cool because I have a lot of pieces to me. But what do I identify as? Well, I identify as American. That's really what I do. And then, yeah, you know, if I'm in a, you know, this circle or this circle, I'll play it up a little bit. But it's something where, you know, if I teach my kids about my culture, you know, growing up, my culture is the American culture. And I'm proud of it. But, you know, if we start to, I don't know, take away all the things that kind of we grew up with and is a part of our family's culture, including religion, just to, you know, try not to insult people or make them feel uncomfortable, it's not going to work because people are just going to find then a new religion or find another way to sex tape. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Many of you guys have been calling with your questions, and so we try to play them all. Unfortunately, we don't because I keep talking and I forget that we have your awesome question on. So let's go back to the phone line, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Oh, I can't hear it. No. All right, I guess.
Hey, Doc, it's Steve, one of your regular listeners. Great show. I want to talk about rejuvenation for men.
to feel good, I every day of my life I put one drop of oil of oregano in a gallon of water, and I drink it constantly. It's very cleansing, very antiseptic for the body, very healing. They say oregano, oil of oregano, is a stronger antioxidant than vitamin C or vitamin E. By the way, if you go to AskAScientist.com, there's over 91,000 drops of water in a gallon. So even diluted at a ratio of over 91,000 to 1, it's still extremely powerful and will give you great bowel movements, too. It cleanses the
Oh, that I could use.
Have a good day, Doc. Bye-bye.
Steve, yeah, Steve's a long-time listener. You know what? Okay, so I'm looking this up here. I don't know about the dilution, but I gotta give you props. I do agree that oregano is good. I just don't understand it, Steve. If you're gonna eat oregano, I mean, why don't you just eat a bunch of yummy Italian food? You know, and you don't have to do the just the one droplet in water. I mean, you might as well enjoy oregano. I love oregano. Okay, hold on. I'm looking this up. It is a species oreganum, and it belongs to the mint family, Lamiaceae. There. Okay, good. And it comes from the Greek words oros, mountain, and ganos, joy. So, mountains of joy, oregano. Gosh, it's yummy. I guess the plant, I'm getting this from Medical News Today, it grows 50 centimeters tall, has purple sleeves, and that are around 2 to 3 centimeters in length. And it has a very interesting smell, a very pleasant smell, because it has a bunch of different chemicals. Thymol, pinene, limonene. I know, don't these sound made up? I mean, how do we know what they are, right? Carvacrol, ochramine, and caryophyllene. But very, very interesting. So I looked up on Medical News Today some of the health benefits of, health benefits of oregano. We know that Italian food could be very, very healthy, and cooking with oregano could be very, very healthy. But we thought a lot of the health benefits are coming from the tomato. I guess the oregano gets a lot of credit. They say oregano could help with menstrual cramps. Huh. I wish I knew about that. That's easy to test. Ask a bunch of Italian women who eat oregano in their food, girls, and then you have a lot of, let's say, girls that don't eat Italian food, and go, who has worse cramps? And if one group raises their hands more than the other, there's a study right there. Barely helps with gastrointestinal disorders. Steve said it'll help make me poop. So I'm already, sending somebody out to go buy me some. Urinary tract issues. They say if you apply it topically, it could help acne and dandruff. So oregano has fiber, iron, manganese, vitamin E, iron, calcium, omega fatty acids, and tryptophan. I wonder if it also has magnesium. They put manganese here twice. I wonder if one of them is supposed to be magnesium. They also have vitamin K. Vitamin K is extremely important, and other antioxidants. There was a study by a group of Portuguese researchers that found that it was it had some antimicrobial activity, and it fought Listeria monocytogenes. Remember how Listeria and that deadly outbreak that was on the cantaloupe? I guess some British researchers and Indian researchers reported that the essential oil of Himalayan oregano had strong enough antibacterial properties to knock out MRSA. Can you imagine? All right. You got somebody in the hospital fighting with MRSA. So just, bring in the oregano. There's anti-inflammatory properties, they say. I'm like already a fan. I love this. And I'm getting this from Medical News Today. And Steve. Thank you, Steve. Let me see here. They have a beta caryophyllene, which may actually help against osteoporosis and arteriosclerosis. Okay, this is getting cooler as we go. And they're saying that oregano protects against cancer. Apparently, biologists at the United Arab Emirates University reported in the Journal Plus One that oregano exhibits anti-cancer activity by encouraging cell cycle arrest and apoptosis. So basically, it makes the cancer cells commit suicide. All right? And then they saw this with breast cancer. I remember reading the study. I remember reading about this, how breast cancer. And I was like, I'm just going to sprinkle oregano into my bra. That would be pretty, pretty cool. So if oregano majorana, Okay, which I guess now they're called, I thought there was a different genius species name for it, but anyway, has chemoprotective components, then maybe it could slow the progression of cancer. They say it could help you with your cold, muscle pain, bronchitis, toothache, bloating, headaches, heart conditions, allergies, intestinal parasites, earache, fatigue, repelling insects, and menstrual cramps, which is a biggie. I did a show once having menstrual cramps. It was the most miserable show, not for me, for you guys, because I was ticked. I was not in a good mood. They think it may even be able to help fight diabetes. But you see, it's interesting. Steve said he had to kind of do it in drop form. So I don't know how concentrated it has to be. They say sometimes when you eat oregano, it could upset the stomach. And because it's in the Lamiaceae family or Lamiaceae family, you got your basil, your lavender, your mint, etc. Sometimes if you're allergic to mint or lavender or sage, you could have an allergy. So, of course, they said be careful. But that was pretty cool. I didn't think I was going to be talking about oregano today. I'm pretty happy with that. That's awesome. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, I talked about on the show Truvada because one of my listeners and patients told me about Truvada years ago, all right, of my buddy Freddie. And he's like, Dolly, you got to look this up. This looks cool. And years ago he did, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to look it up. I didn't know much about it. And I was so grateful that I learned from my listeners much more than you guys learned from me. I have no problem admitting that. Okay? I know you guys think I know everything and I sound like I know everything. I know. Don't I sound really that smart? Yeah. But, you guys teach me a lot. And, you know, Truvada is a medicine that we use, and I've talked about this on the show subsequently, as a form of PrEP. People are asking for the PrEP pill. I want PrEP. PrEP is pre-exposure prophylaxis. The pill's not called PrEP. The pill is called Truvada. And it appears to do a really damn good job. Now we're hearing 92% efficacy of preventing a person from receiving HIV. So you guys are going to see a lot more in the news about PrEP. It's Truvada. It's still the same drug we talked about. It's just there's your PrEP and then there's your PEP, your post-exposure prophylaxis. There's antivirals you could take. If you had sex with somebody, you find out they have HIV, or if you were stuck with an HIV needle, there's a post-exposure prophylaxis that we give you. This is pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP. So it's a medication that you can take that's an antiviral called Truvada that will prevent you, an antiretroviral that could prevent you from getting HIV. It's been looking pretty damn good. So when my friend Freddie told me about it, I looked it up. And by then, already doctors were starting to prescribe it. I still think it's underprescribed. I think it should be prescribed more. But it's a very, very high maintenance drug. If you're going to be on this medication, you have got to listen to your medical provider and do exactly what they say. They're going to want to do blood work on you every 3 months. Truvada has a risk of lactic acidosis, liver problems, and if you do have a hepatitis infection that's hiding, or you have HIV and don't realize it yet because you didn't convert or show positive on your blood test, it could be dangerous for you to take. So you have to do your blood work religiously. The other thing you need to do is listen to your medical provider when they say to use protection. All right, Fox 5, KVVU, go to their website. They talk about this drug, and it's pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and
mind expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-Stage Air Purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, boy, I don't even know where to start here. We still got so much to talk about. All right, let's look at blood pressure. And now we need to go back to the lower the blood pressure, the better. So I know we had a little bit of a misstep a while back when this study came out saying, nah, you guys could, you know, ease up on the blood pressure restrictions and, you know, we could go easier on grandma. I don't want anybody falling over dizzy, mind you, all right? But I still think our blood pressures are too high. So there was a study called the SPRINT trial, and it has revealed that a target systolic blood pressure of 120 reduces your death rate by a quarter, reduces heart attack, heart failure, and stroke, compared with the currently recommended target blood pressure of 140 for people under 60 and 150 for seniors. So rather than 140 over 90 being the cutoff, they want to bring that top number down to 120. How many of you guys' blood pressure is under 120? I don't know. Get your blood pressure checked. Come on, guys. My blood pressure is, I think, 125 over 70, which is a very good blood pressure. But according to this, it could be better. According to Dr. Dan Jones, past president of the American Heart Association, he says, this is, in my view, the most important blood pressure study of the last 40 years. So this isn't a stupid study. This is like a real big, you know, juicy, well-received study by experts in the field. The final results were published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Ooh, if I could ever publish something, I'd want to publish it in the New England Journal. Systolic blood pressure, remember, is the top of the two blood pressure readings. It indicates the pressure placed on the blood vessels when the heart beats. You got the beating pressure, and then you got the filling pressure of the heart. That beating pressure, when you have high systolic blood pressure, that's some serious stuff, okay? Honestly, I don't like either being high. They say at least 16.8 million Americans could potentially benefit from the type of aggressive therapy pursued under SPRINT, according to a report published yesterday. It includes 10.8 million adults who directly fall under the guidelines by which people were included in the SPRINT trial age 50 or older with a systolic blood pressure of 130 or higher and at least one additional risk factor for heart disease. So basically, they looked at 3 million people who have systolic blood pressure between 130 and 139 already taking medication. And based on SPRINT, these people may benefit getting their blood pressure down even more. All right. Another 3 million in the 130 to 139 systolic blood pressure range who are trying to manage their blood pressure just by diet and exercise could benefit from actually starting medication. Now, what's so significant about this is many of you guys running around at 135 over 80 may now be asked to start a blood pressure medication. I know some of you guys are like, wait, what? Wait, listen to it's the study, okay? I'm not saying that yet. I'm just saying you may be asked, okay? Just be nice. Listen, you got to cut us doctors some, you know, slack, okay? I mean, you know, we don't want to be just, you know, writing you medications. It gives us more work. Writing out a prescription or typing it out, that's just extra work for us. I love it when my patient, I go, do you need any refills? No, I'm not on any medications. Oh, that's great. I saved myself a good probably 5 minutes of carpal tunnel flare-up. Fine by me. Back in September, the U.S. National Institutes of Health, who funded the trial, ended it more than a year early. They ended the study early because they wanted to share the potentially life-saving information. And guys, get this. It was the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Do you understand why this is so significant? Since Obamacare, we have been told we don't have to get our mammograms or our prostate cancer screening or our pap smears at the same frequency that we did. We could start cutting back on this, cutting back on that. This is the U.S. National Institutes of Health coming out saying, look, we're going to stop the study a year early because this is some potentially life-saving information. So it's not just a private pharmaceutical company pushing this, okay? High blood pressure is the leading risk factor for heart disease, stroke, kidney failure, and other health problems, according to the NIH. So more than 9,300 participants age 50 or older were recruited for Sprint from about 100 medical centers and clinical practices throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico. When Sprint was first designed, well-established clinical guidelines recommended a systolic blood pressure of less than 140 for healthy adults and 130 for adults with kidney disease or diabetes. Then the researchers found that maybe we need to really knock this down below 120. Between 2010 and 2013, the standard group took an average of two different blood pressure medications to meet the recommended goal. The NIH expected to wrap up the study in 2017, but ended it early when officials concluded the results were just too important to wait. A 27% reduced risk of death, 25% reduced risk of heart attack, stroke, or heart disease. You guys need your blood pressure tight. Tight, tight. Now, I have to say, in my practice of 15-plus years, and knock on wood with this, I've never had a person have a heart attack or die whose blood pressure was in the 130s, okay? We have been very, very blessed by those numbers and how our patients, luckily, we've, you know, rarely had people die of a heart attack. They've had really good care with their cardiologist, and we've been, you know, on them, you know, like glue. But It's the idea that we need to not start blowing things off, but actually be on top of things, I think it's a change. It's a change from what we've seen in the last few years. So I'm pretty impressed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, many of you are freaked out about the study, which is, it's another study saying the same thing, that there's a class of medication that could put you at risk for a sudden cardiac death. Now, what this article or what this study was talking about was the macrolide antibiotics. And the macrolide antibiotics include the Z-Pak. It includes azithromycin. It includes, which is Z-Pak, it includes clarithromycin, erythromycin. We've used erythromycin and the macrolides for skin infections. We've used Z-Pak for chlamydia, STDs. We haven't used it for gonorrhea also. We use it for respiratory infections. I've used Bioxin or clarithromycin for bronchitises and respiratory infections. Well, unfortunately, in this one study, they found an increased risk of tachyarrhythmias or tachycardia, high heart rate. And so when, you know, the faster the heart rate, obviously not, you know, the better by any means. And, you know, we like slower heart rates as long as, you know, it's slow because of exercise, et cetera. But, you know, in terms of, you know, having this high heart rate, they're afraid that these abnormal rhythms could cause sudden death. And they found a very interesting statistic that it could more than double the risk of sudden cardiac deaths. 21 million adults were in this study and had taken these medications, they say. And so the research involving these 21 million found that the macrolides could increase the risk of this interference of electrical activity of the heart, making it beat more than a rate of 100 beats a minute, causing heart attack, stroke, sudden death. So to put it into perspective, okay, these people had, let's say there were 30,000 people taking the antibiotic. One in 30,000 of them could die from sudden cardiac arrest. So I know that kind of freaks people out because many of us have been taking Z-Packs for years. I wouldn't worry, but I would just reinforce. And remember a couple years ago I said if you have Wolff Parkinson-White or prolonged QT syndrome or some sort of abnormal heart rhythm that you need to be careful when you take a Z-Pack? Again, just double check with your heart doctor that a Z-Pak or that group of antibiotics and macrolides are okay. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.